All right, guys. It's a new week. Last day of April. Can you believe it? Last day of April. Feels like first day of March or something. It's pretty nasty out there today, up in my part of the woods here in Massachusetts. Kind of cold, drizzly, dreary. Hopefully this is the end of April showers, and tomorrow we'll begin actual spring weather. Anyway, got an interesting guest today, Aaron Bollinger. He's got quite a resume. He'll be sharing in just a second here. He's worked in the past for Liberty Lobby. That put him in contact with some interesting characters in the truth movement, exposing the New World Order. He's also very well aware of 9/11 being an inside job and a whole lot of other government scandals, the Federal Reserve, the income tax. As a matter of fact, he's currently working as a paralegal defending IRS victims. So we're going to be talking about a lot of these issues coming up in the show. He's going to be with us for both hours. Before introducing him, though, having him come on, I just want to make mention once again, we're offering here at Republic Radio Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism DVD, $19.95, plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org or by dialing 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. A reminder to our listeners that you can join us here on the show, call in with your questions or comments or gripes, you name it. You can call in at toll-free at 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Look forward to hearing from you on the show. Again, positive, negative comments, doesn't matter. As I always say, I actually prefer negative comments. I'd like to hear people that don't agree for a change. Maybe we can get a little mini debate going or something. Also, I want to make mention, I am offering my two books, The New World Disorder, thoroughly documenting the globalists' plans for world domination, as well as Piercing the Fog of 9/11, documenting 9/11 being an inside job. Both books are fully referenced in the back, containing hundreds of sources where you can check my information and see that I'm not making this stuff up. Both of those books are available on CD for $10. That includes shipping and handling. Or you can get the printed copies, which unfortunately, for the time being anyway, are a little more pricey. They're $30 each. And you can get them. And that will include shipping as well, that cost. I'm hoping to get that cost down in time as more orders come in. That will drive down the cost. But you can get those by writing to me, Charles Giuliani. That's spelled G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. Yes, just like the former New York mayor. Again, that's G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. Address is 39 Fruit Street. I have nothing to do with the name of my street, by the way. I had no input on that. And that's in Milford, Massachusetts, 01757. Again, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Massachusetts, 01757. All right. Once again, our guest, we do have him on the line. His name is Aaron Bollinger. And welcome to the show there, Aaron. How's it going, man?
Greetings, all y'all brothers and sisters from south of the Mason-Dixon line. This here is Disciple Aaron coming to you from deep inside a Christian Exodus bunker in the sovereign state of South Going to Rise Again, Carolina. How you doing, Charlie?
All right, with that bright and loud greeting in my headphones, we're going to go for a break. Stay with us, man. We'll be right back.
Found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, guys. Kind of hate to have that song cut off. That's a good tune. Triumph coming at you, the Bad Boys from Canada. Wish they were still around, actually. All right, we're going to lay it on the line, folks. We're here talking with, this is your host, Charles Giuliani, Truth Hurts Radio. We're here talking with Aaron Bollinger, paralegal who defends people against the tyranny of our good friends over at the Infernal Revenue Service, Internal Revenue Service. Again, Aaron, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, sir. It's been a while since I've actually done the paralegal side of things, and for all my southern brethren and sisters, I just want to let you all know you're listening to a man with the last name of Giuliani. That doesn't make him a Catholic, and number two, even though he talks funny from Massachusetts, he's one of us, so give him a break, and he's good people.
Well, I could talk like this if you want. Would that help a little?
Well, you know, we love you Yankees up there, especially those that are working on the right side of the issue, because, well, if we didn't, it would be unchristian-like of us. But
I am on the right side. I like George Bush. He's my hero.
Now, wait a minute. I'm trying to make friends for people to you here. Don't do that. You're undercutting me here. Now, anybody north of the Mason-Dixon line, I admonish you to get the heck out of there while we here in Dixie are still letting y'all move in. Just learn the difference between y'all and all y'all before you walk in a Waffle House and make a monkey out of yourself.
Ah, yes, the Waffle House.
Anyway, I'd like to start our discussion today with a real short prayer and hope everybody will join in as I pray. Our Heavenly Father, we stand before you today in humble obedience to your word in all things. And as did your servant David, I pray here and now that our enemies be confounded and taken out of the way. May fear fall on Generalissimo Bush and Comrade Chertoff as we, the believers from within your kingdom, give them the butt-whooping they so richly deserve for trying to put the mark of their beast upon us. All right. That's a good way to start a show, isn't it?
There you go. You know, I got to tell you a story about the Waffle House before we go on. I actually nicknamed it the Waffle House.
There's a lot of people that use that little term.
The food was good, but just, man, I just felt like it was in the Twilight Zone. It was some rinky-dink town in Arkansas. And we go in, and the place goes dead silent, and they're all looking over at us. And I'm like, this is too weird. So at the time, I was a vegetarian, you know, so I go up to the counter and I ask the waitress, hey, you got anything here for, you know, for vegetarians? Well, that was a dumb question because everything there, of course, is...
They picked you out as a Yankee right away when you walked
in there, sir. Oh, yeah. You could have heard a pin drop in the place.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, there's a lady sitting at the other end. She's looking over my wife, and she says, what's that man saying to that lady over there? I'm like, what is this? And again, the place is so quiet, they're all looking at us. So I realized, yeah, there's nothing here. You know, it's all steak this and pork that. And so I says, yeah, let's go. We wound up eating at another one a couple of days later. Some pancakes, actually. It was pretty good. But anyway, I figured, now, let's get out of here. It was just too bizarre. I don't know. I just had this weird feeling. So we're walking out, and I had this feeling we're still being watched, you know. So we walk by one of the windows. I look in, and sure enough, everybody's neck is bent. They're all looking out the window at us. And then I see a sign out front, please, no concealed weapons. I'm like, let's get out of here. I was getting freaked out. Jeez, they just don't like Northerners in some areas down there. We stopped at a store, you know, picked up a few items. We're in line, and this lady looks over. She says, oh, you must be from Boston with that accent. I says, yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm not too far, you know, about 30 miles west. She says, I thought so. And then she turns around. I thought I was going to get a conversation struck up, you know. Nope, once she heard that, I thought so. And that was it. She turned around, never said another word to me. I'm like,
of
wow.
You're not from around here, are you?
Yeah. Gee, Southern hospitality, not where I went. Anyway, it's much better in the Carolinas, though, right, where you're at?
Yeah, well, it just depends even which part of the Carolinas. You know, when you live in South Carolina, if you're from North Carolina, you're a Yankee. I mean, it's a different world down here. You got to know the people and get to know the people and, you know, like I said, learn the difference between all y'all and y'all before you come down. Because if you say you guys in here, you're not from around here, are you? Because you guys is not something that's said south of probably Virginia.
Well, I'll tell you, I love the chicken fried steak down there. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, the food's always good. But anyhow.
Yeah, hey, tell me, I thought you still were a paralegal working for IRS victims or with IRS victims. I didn't realize you.
No, that's been a few years back. But, you know, I guess if somebody needed me, I could still slide into that role because it's not like I've forgotten anything I knew. I got the criminal justice background. I worked on Capitol Hill as a lobbyist, and I would much rather be fighting this battle in the arena of public opinion than in the courts. The courts are their jurisdiction, their territory. That's hostile enemy territory inside a court. But when you deal with the legislatures, you're dealing with people who I have found, especially recently here on this Real ID Act, they're waiting to hear from us. They know there's something they could do, but in a lot of cases, they just don't know. And the information that our legislators are being fed is primarily coming from three sources. It's coming from the Advisory Commission on Intergovernmental Relations, and what they do is they prepackage legislation, hand it off, and state legislators pick it up and introduce it to drive the states deeper into the federal web. Then, of course, you got the National Governors Association and the National Conference on State Legislatures. And they prepackage legislative ideas, and they talk about things from the angle of state government. So it's no wonder that most of the legislation coming out of our state houses is from these sources, because this is prepackaged legislation, handed off, ready to be introduced, and that's what they've got to work with. So it's time for our side to discover this fourth branch of government, the states, and start getting pre-drafted legislation in the hands of our legislators to get that introduced to turn around this fascist drift that our national government has been taking with the full cooperation of the states, who in many cases this is what they've been fed, and they really don't know any better. They want information. They're waiting for us to show up, but if no one shows up and tells them what to do, they just keep doing what they've been doing.
Well, fortunately, there have been a few states. Maine, I think, is one. I think Vermont, New Hampshire, too, is also considered blocking it. I know Maine outright has said no. They're not going along with it. They're not allowing it.
Well, Montana was actually the strongest language. Now, see, this is another thing. When you're looking at legislation coming from the National Governors Association, it basically says, well, this is an unfunded federal mandate, therefore, federal government, you provide the money and we'll implement it. That's not rejecting real ID. That's just begging for the money. And, of course, Congress can turn on the grant machine, and Chertoff has grants already ready to go to help the states implement it. So if your state passes that type of wording, then it has nowhere to go when the money comes in. What we're trying to do is get stronger language in there, like Montana, that said, no, 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 we are not implementing this regardless who pays the money. And there's constitutional issues and things, and we'll go into some of them in just a little bit. But the overall picture is you got to watch what's being passed. Now, if you go to the website, let me give listeners here a link, which is very important. The first thing you want to do is go to
actually list the states there that have passed it or rejected it.
Yeah, this is coming from, believe it or not, the American Civil Liberties Union. They are opposed to Real ID, and on their website, which is realnightmare.org, realnightmare.org, they list, you can flip through the pages there, and you can find a map of the U.S., which is an interactive type of map. It changes daily, you know, which states has a bill introduced, it's passed committee, it's, you know, one from one house to another or whatever. And then they link right back to the state language if the language changes in a committee or whatever. So I do want to talk a little bit about the legislative process today also, take some of the fear out of this for people that want to go into this battle, and introduce us to how to work this fourth branch of government in our states to make a positive impact and start turning this stuff around. I also want to just briefly touch on some of the items of 9/11 truth and what I think would be the proper recourse for us now that there's so much evidence and so many people that are involved in the 9/11 truth movement. Now it's time to turn that around and make something positive happen from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm talking about indictments and state legislatures doing investigative legislative inquiries. And jurisdiction and who should be the one doing that and what type of language we should have to make that happen. So there's a lot of good that can come of this when the public starts getting active. The biggest problem is most folks just don't know the political process and how to make something happen. That's where I come in. And anybody that hears this show that wants information, I strongly suggest they go to the freedomtofascism.com website, which is we've been assembling a nationwide network of state coordinators and volunteers. So tie into that network. Figure out, you know, say that you're from whatever state and that you would like to be involved, and then that information will go to your state coordinator, and together we can start building teams in the various states to make some good things happen.
Now, as it stands, the Real ID Act is due to kick in.
2008 was the original date. Homeland Security is supposedly giving an extension, but I think a lot of that extension is simply so they can make the regs even tougher and also provide the grant money and stuff to...
Good. Let it buy us some more time so we can knock this thing out. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Where are your papers? We want your papers, and we want them right now. Give us your national ID card.
This is where we're going, guys. Here in the land of the free and the home of the slave. Soon you'll be pulled over, and they'll be demanding your papers. Where is your real ID? Today we're talking about solutions, which is great. I'm usually in the business of informing, educating, sharing information. But ultimately, once you have the information, what do you do with it from there? You take action. And how do you do that? Well, that's what we're talking about today. Our guest here on Truth Hurts with your host, Charles Giuliani. Our guest is Aaron Bollinger. Interesting guy. He's had a lot of interesting background, having worked with Liberty Lobby right there in Washington, right at the heart of the beast. So he's had a lot of experience, and again, he's worked as a paralegal defending IRS victims, so he's someone who knows what he's talking about. Okay, Aaron, before the break, we were talking about this emerging monstrous Real ID Act, a total invasion of our privacy, a total hoarding of information in the hands of a few. You know, I think of Zbigniew Brzezinski back in 1970. He came up with a book called Between Two Ages. He talked about this very thing. He said in coming decades, it'll be possible to instantaneously retrieve every available piece of information about every person in the country. And that the that power will gravitate in the hands of those who control this information. Pretty frightening statement, especially in light of what we're seeing now with this Real ID Act.
Yes, sir. And you did it again. You said guys instead of y'all. So I'm going to try to make a Southern out of you by the end of this phone call.
I really got to work on that there.
What I'm going to do now, and this is to help train everybody how to overcome objections and rebuttals. If you've ever worked in sales, you know when somebody has an objection to buying your product, you need to give them the proper information to overcome their objection and close the deal. So what I did is I put together a David Letterperson. You know, I'm politically correcting that. It's not Letterman anymore. It would be David Letterperson. Top 10 reasons to reject implementation of the Real ID Act of 2005. So item number 10 on the list is that it will cost the states too much money. At a certain level, this is true, but this is really the worst reason to reject Real ID. However, it is the controlled debate. 9 out of 10 times when you see a newspaper article, it's one of these state legislators introduced a bill talking about this unfunded mandate and how the National Governors Association, the National Conference of State Legislators, and the National Association of Motor Vehicles Administration are telling people how expensive it's going to be to comply with this unfunded mandate. Now, you know, the argument there is they just want the federal government to kick over the money. And this approach ignores all of the other critical rationale against Real ID. So, yes, it will be expensive. That's item number 10. Item number 9, technology profiteering by elite corporations. This is a little more interesting because the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who's one of the groups opposed to Real ID, and many others that are concerned with the technology aspects of implementing Real ID, recognizes that creating a massive public sector database with all this information on it, like Brzezinski talked about, putting together the sophisticated computer systems for implementing and implanting tomes of information onto our identification cards, and many other aspects of the practical implementing of Real ID will only be possible by a select few technology firms. This guarantees enormous profits to those principal corporations at the expense of the taxpayers of the nation. So this is a huge concern to those who must ultimately bear the cost of implementing Real ID, but it's still only important enough to rank number 9 on the overall list of reasons for our states to stand together against Real ID.
Paying for your enslavement.
Yes, indeed. Well, they want us to pay for it ourselves, and of course, that's the other part of the argument. Government, you pay for it, and then we'll enslave ourselves. I mean, that's a ridiculous, ridiculous set of notions.
Absolutely. And understand, people, as I'm sure most of our listeners know, but I got to say it, you know, where this is going to go, if this isn't stopped now, if you don't cut this thing off from the root, we are going to see a national mandatory microchip implant law. I mean, that's...
Well, one of the things this ID card will have is one of these RFID chips on it. And anybody who's watched the movie America, Freedom to Fascism, put together by Aaron Russo, the third segment of that movie, it's actually in three parts. The first part is about the IRS, the second part is about the Federal Reserve, and the third part is about this national ID system. So if you've watched that, you will see, you know, the ability not only to have all of your information on a single ID card, but also to be able to track your movements with a radio frequency identification signal beaming out from your driver's license, basically. Everywhere you go, your movements can be tracked with this thing. This is frightening. But we're getting to that as we come down through some of these other items.
Good, though, if Junior disappears at the amusement park, all you got to do is type in his little code number and you'll be able to find him right away.
Yeah, of course. And if you're a good parent, Junior don't get away from you. So let's knock that stuff off right now.
Chipmobile coming to a town near you. Sign up today. We'll be right back, guys.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Mitty Frog here, and welcome back to True Parrots Radio. I'm going to be hosting the show here for the rest of the hour and a half we got left. Kermit the Frog here.
Hey, what are you doing, Kermit? Get out of here. What the heck's the matter with you? Come on now, knock it off.
Oh, come on, I want to host the rest of the show.
No. There we go. I tell ya. Leave my office door open. I never know what's going to come strolling in here. As long as George Bush doesn't come strolling in here. Actually, now that you mention it... Let's not go down that road any further. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're interviewing Aaron Bollinger, talking about the real ID Act. You know, for those that think we're off our rockers here, of course, most of our listening audience is well aware of what's going on with the Real ID Act, but for the few listeners that I'm sure are out there, it's inevitable. You get a few in every crowd who think, well, that's really crazy. That's paranoid to talk about a
forced implantable microchip.
Well, no.
More likely, Charlie, we probably got some government agents listening in to figure out what we're going to do next to counter them. But go ahead. I'm listening.
Wow. Of all the listeners, I sure hope they would call in. I'd sure like to hear from them, you know, and tell us how wonderful this is and why we should be hailing this as something great. But, you know, when they interviewed Roberts before, the congressional panel there, considering him for his appointment there as one of the chief justices for the Supreme Court, this was one of the questions they asked him. Sometime, no doubt, during your tenure, you're going to be asked to vote on things like forced or mandatory implantable microchips, and we're going to need to know where you stand on issues like this. This was just, 2 years ago?
Year and a half?
And so, I sat there with my jaw dropped. I'm like, I can't believe this. Just a few years prior to that, or even 6 months prior to that, you talked about this kind of stuff, and you were crazy, a paranoid conspiracy nut. No longer can people say this. This is right in your face. They're talking about this openly. And now, again, the Real ID Act, a national ID card.
Well, this people is coming. If it hasn't been dealt with by your legislature yet, it will be. And if not this session, because many of the states are now going out of session for the year, it will be on their desks first thing in the year to either implement it or reject it. And we need to be there with the rejecting language that we need to shut the door on this thing once and for all. You know, if you look back in the history books, you'll see in the 1830s an ordinance of nullification passed by South Carolina that declared a tax, a really oppressive tariff, unenforceable within the state. And other states got on the bandwagon and said, yeah, that's a bad thing. We don't want that. So when the states stood together, they managed to prevail upon the federal government to change their policies. It happened again, in fact, even earlier, with the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions. Only several years after the Constitution was ratified, the states stood together and said, we're not going to allow you to pass these kind of laws because you do not have the authority constitutionally granted to you to pass this type of legislation. And Real ID is the same type of legislation. They have exceeded their constitutional authority in passing it.
It's just like the hijacking of education. The Constitution is very specific about what powers the central government has.
And that's my role. I want to help us turn this tide back correctively, legislatively, using the states as the fourth role, the fourth arm of government, the fourth branch. They're here for our benefit, and by standing together, they will. And I am so happy that Maine and Montana and Idaho, northern states, took the lead in doing this. South Carolina didn't want to be the first again, okay, and some other southern states. This is not a North versus South issue, but if South Carolina or Kentucky or Florida had been the first state to do it immediately, it would have been here they go again, and that's not the case. This is everyone's freedom on the line, and it's not a North versus South issue. So you're going to see southern states now jump on the bandwagon, but we wanted to wait until all y'all did a little bit of work as well up there. So let's get back to our top 10 list. The number 8 reason that Real ID should be rejected by every state in the union: immigration control has other answers. Many of the people who are touting Real ID as the silver bullet to end illegal immigration problems are ignoring the obvious real answers to that problem. The fact is, our national and international leaders are committed to conducting wars for oil on foreign soil while our borders go unpatrolled. Funds could be appropriated for southern border fencing, local police. Now, here's something that is a solution. Local police, National Guard units, and even constitutional state militia could be brought back into service and employed for state border detail and or rounding up the illegals that are within our own states and busing them to the federal court building for processing by trained prosecutors. But, better yet, Congress should just do its constitutional duty and enforce the uniform law of naturalization, which we already have, at the points of entry to our nation. If Congress is going to ignore one of its legitimate functions, why should the states comply with an unauthorized mandate that will do nothing but invade the privacy of every legitimate American citizen? That's item 8. Immigration control has other answers. Item 7. Security is actually decreased by the Real ID proposal. Huh? Well, Proponents of Real ID would have us believe that this new form of identification would be more secure than those that currently exist. This is preposterous. Experts have warned that creating a single form of identification would actually increase the likelihood of identity and even asset theft. There's currently 50 different forms of identification, and it's much more difficult to duplicate such diverse forms of ID than it would be to duplicate only a single one. Furthermore, with all the information that they want to put on these new cards, if you have one of those stolen or lost, then all of this information will be at extreme risk. This is a big concern for women's groups and the public generally. So this Real ID cannot protect against identity theft. In fact, it actually increases the amount of information that is at risk if stolen or if this card would fall into the wrong hands.
Well, look what goes on now with identity theft. It's all done electronically by hackers.
Yeah, well, you put 10 times the amount of information on a single type of card, all of it is at risk now.
Yeah.
So that's item 7. Item 6. Connecting your Social Security number to identification is a violation of existing federal law. In point of fact, Real ID seeks to compel putting your Social Security number on that card. According to the Social Security Administration, there isn't a federal law that requires an individual to even have a Social Security number. And this is a quote from the SSN, or from the Social Security Administration. The Social Security Act does not require an individual to have a Social Security number to live and work within the United States, nor does it require a Social Security number simply for the purpose of having one, end quote. When it was created, this system was established for old age survivors insurance, and anybody who wanted that federal program's benefits could get the number and apply for it. The purpose of that number is solely to obtain or retain a federal benefit. The public was also told, and existing federal law confirms, that it is a criminal act to use this number for identification purposes. The card itself says on its face, for Social Security and tax purposes, not for identification. Therefore, the very notion of states compelling citizens to put this number onto their driver's license would subject motor vehicle administrations to lawsuits under the Privacy Act. Social Security has always been 100% voluntary, and for states that are currently trying to compel people to put their Social Security number on their driver's licenses, there have been multitudinous lawsuits by paralegals like me and others who have attacked the system. I don't like the courts, but there have been a number of lawsuits won in Maryland and all over the country where people have objected to that and have won lawsuits against their states. So that's item 6. How are we doing with time before the next break? We got time to get another one or two in?
Yep, go ahead, man.
All right. Item 5, religious objections to Real ID. Many of these religious faiths have rejected participating in Social Security. The Amish fought Social Security back in the 50s and have been exempted from it ever since. For biblical and scriptural reasons. They have opted out of this program for fear that either the number would one day be connected to evil or because they see biblical problems with being on the public dole. Now, every year, when the more time goes on, the potential connection to this number and a mark or a number of a beast kingdom, according to the prophets of Daniel and John, are just uncanny. And they've been coming to pass a little bit more and more and more all the time. Religious objections to Real ID are flying in fast and furious and coming from across every spectrum of theological viewpoint. When was the last time you seen a political issue that had people from Jewish, Catholic, Mennonite, Messianic, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, and more all agreeing on a particular political issue? Rare will these diverse faiths get together and agree and touch any political subject. But Real ID has polarized almost every biblical faith against the federal government. It's unbelievable what this is doing within our rank and file of believers in this nation. That's my issue. I'm a pastor and doing things from the biblical side, and it's still number 5 on the list. But it's just amazing when you see Jews for the protection of firearms ownership aligned with Mennonites. Mennonites, come on, Mennonites do not get politically active, all right, generally.
Right.
And they are standing strong against this.
Well, you know, I'm going to be talking about this on a future show sometime about organized religion and how it's been hijacked in this country. But there's a striking parallel between how they've suckered people into the income tax system, into the Social Security system, by creating the illusion that they have to comply with these, quote, laws. And there is no law that requires you to, like you said, have a Social Security number or to even pay this fraudulent income tax. But because it's been done, and how they suckered people in with that, of course, was in World War II with the victory tax.
Right. This is the beautiful thing. We've got an issue here now in Real ID that can expose all of this fraud.
Yeah, my point is they've done the same thing with the churches. They've created the illusion that they have to have the 501c3 tax-exempt corporation status, and they don't. But because so many have complied with it for so long, now the illusion is there that, yeah, it's the law. You have to do it. So they've hijacked our rights as individuals, the church's rights. Churches are totally controlled now. They're absolute branches.
Well, 501c3 churches are government corporations. They're not
right.
They're not New Testament fellowships.
Right.
So we can get into that one on another show, but I want to hit item four before our next break because this is one you're really going to love.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, and then I'll come back with this quote I want to read.
Okay. Protection from terrorism should not penalize law-abiding citizens, the number four reason to reject Real ID. On its face, the disaster of 9/11 calls for Americans to be protected from acts of terror. Yet once we investigate beneath the surface of the 9/11 Commission's report, all the general public can find are more and more lies and deceptions about what really happened. A recent CNN poll indicates that an overwhelming 82% of Americans believe their own national government had some kind of a hand in the events of that day, and they're demanding independent investigations as to what role, if any, the government had in permitting, covering up, and or participating in those events. While every red-blooded American believes our government should take positive steps to prevent such things from occurring in the future, Real ID is not the answer. We want to see justice served on whomever it was, be they foreign or domestic, that permitted, encouraged, or participated in the deaths of thousands of our brothers and sisters who were in the Twin Towers on that day, along with the servicemen and rescue personnel that continue suffering health consequences from being near the toxic results. To date, there has not been a single government official in the Department of Defense who could have prevented it or in the Federal Aviation Administration held accountable for their failures on that morning. Criminal prosecutions, investigations of our federal leadership, and related acts are warranted. Confiscating the liberties of our own law-abiding citizens is not. Now, here is where we can begin with the resolutions and the language that we have worded for Real ID. We say we do stand with anyone who will investigate and bring to justice those who committed 9/11, be they foreign or domestic. So once our resolution is introduced, it is a perfect segue for the next resolution to be introduced for your state legislature to convene an independent inquiry type of legislative hearing to look at the hardcore evidence about 9/11 and begin handing down indictments. This is positive political action. It can occur in your state legislature. The video evidence can be brought in. Stephen Jones and all the scholars can be brought in. But you got to get a bill introduced in your state to call for an investigation. And once that starts happening, this whole scheme is going to collapse right around these stupid people that have brought this stuff upon us, and may God help them. They're going to be hung for treason. But we've got to get the bills introduced to make it happen.
Do you have a petition or anything like that on your website?
There's things in the works right now from our side. This stuff is coming together. If you want to be part of this, go to the America Freedom to Fascism, or it's freedomtofascism.com website. Click on Join Now as a volunteer. in your little email that you send in, say, I live in the state of whatever, I'd like to be part of activities in my state, and we will plug you into your state coordinators, and then you'll get the information. We've got it up now, some of it on websites, but I don't want to just pass this stuff out willy-nilly and have people running around like crazy. Let's get it under state coordination. Everybody go work together, lobby together, work with their legislators as a team, cover, share the costs of printing the information and things like that so it's not an overwhelming burden on any one or two people that just run off independently and use this material. We're working right now to build the structure needed, just like I did when I was on Capitol Hill with Liberty Lobby. We had a team, and then we had a local state group. I'll give you a perfect example. When we went up into Vermont, we took with us 40,000 pieces of literature, custom designed for state legislative districts. We dropped those pieces in those districts, started at the top of the state and worked our way all the way to the bottom. Within a week, we had dropped 40,000 pieces of literature. It had the phone number. We idiot-proof everything, okay? Here's what's happening. Here's the committee that's got the bill. Here's the phone number to call, and here's what you need to say. You drop.
All right, well, when we come back, I'd like you to share some of the successes you've had in the past and hopefully encouragement for you down in the future. We'll be right back, guys.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
I sense a strong force of truth here. powerful it is!
All right. Welcome back, y'all. The Truth Hurts Radio. I got that in there, see?
Way to go, Charlie.
Again, this is your host, Charlie Giuliani. Our guest is Aaron Bollinger, talking about the Real ID Act. I thought we were going to be talking more about IRS mishaps, but hey, this is cool. This is important. We actually have a guest caller on the line here, Frank from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Frank?
It's Fred in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Frank. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I may not have caught all of those reasons. First of all, that's a great great number of reasons that you put together. I mean, publicize that like heck. I think you should do that. Also, I want to say that the Real ID Act pushes national security letters, and that along with the Patriot Act started the use and the and pushing the use of national security letters, which we know aren't warrants and they're not legal.
None of these things are.
and
the whole Bush administration itself isn't legal. Sorry.
And you know if you really look back, you see that these cards that have become a fetish of the bureaucrat were originally, people didn't carry cards. It's a modern thing. They're basically condensed letters. And neither one of those things makes your identity up. You make your identity up because you were created with that identity. And no one can give you an identity. So if anyone is listening out there, do not accept the national ID card. It's national. It's not state-based, even though the states are still have a lot of power to stop it.
Well, this is one of the things that's going to that perks the ears of legislators, and I have found this to be the case. There's many of our legislators that actually are retired ministers and things of that nature, and when you tell them that people are going to reject this, that means they're going to be persecuted or have to make great personal sacrifice. If they give up their right to drive because they feel in their conscience they can no longer participate in this system, then that's persecuting Christians with the force of law. And matters of conscience are not matters for our government to dictate or control or have any influence over whatsoever. The minute this stuff starts violating your conscience as a believer, then you have every right to reject it, and you're probably going to suffer persecution for it. Bless those who have taken that stand, and may our Father in heaven strengthen them to endure the persecution that they are going to endure if this thing comes to pass. I say we can stop it, and that's where we were when we were coming into the last break, talking about how to be effective, how to win. And we have developed through the national volunteer structure, the America Freedom to Fascism movement, what I call the 1-2 punch. The first punch is go after the legislators themselves.
Yeah, it could be stopped. It's going to be stopped because...
tell you what, Frank, why don't you hold on to it and we'll pick it up and come back. Fred, yeah. Okay, go ahead, man.